Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Les Hall Show. We are waiting for final sound check. There are 2.5 minutes until the show begins, and I'm just going to sit here and talk. So welcome to Friday night. All right, well, I'll tell you what, let's play this 60 by 60 rock introduction song. Yeah, that was a little song that I wrote, at least a year ago, using the Chuck Lab program. The Guitar Lab program existed. I wrote it. A couple thousand lines of code, about 3,000. And then I wrote Synth Lab, another 4,000 lines of code or so. And then I decided to unite them together and create Chuck Lab, which is a Boolean sequenced guitar and drum and other sound creator machine, in addition to a software synthesizer, software modular synthesizer that I created. And it was a lot of fun to write that program. In fact, I just created some new little pieces of music to use in songs just the other day. Just felt like getting out the old Chuck Lab and giving it a try. So that was fun to do. We are waiting now 20 seconds until switching. Switching is coming up, and the show will begin. The show must go on, indeed, as they say. It is currently 5:59:55 p.m. on Friday. What's the date? December 11th, 2009. Let me cue up the next song. Where is that song that I wanted to play? This one. Here it is. Les is on the air. Hello, everybody. This is the Les Hall Show on radio.electromusic.com. I'm your host, Les Hall, also known as Inventor. And I have done a number of different variety shows for electromusic.com radio here on Friday Night Radio. Over the past, 8 or 10 months that we've been doing this. And I did the Chuck show for quite some time, and then we did a Nord Modular show, a Lunetta show or two, and I got the idea to do the game show. And we did the game show for a long time, then a few weeks ago we did the Insane show, which was a lot of fun. It was an experiment in crazy broadcasting radio. And I think Paul came up with the idea that since I was running different shows all the time, why don't we just call it the Les Hall Show? And it'll be a variety show. We can do different things. We can have a game show one week, an insane show the next week. And this week, we're just going to have radio and a little bit of talk. I'm going to talk about my week. I'm going to talk about my day. I'm going to talk about my circuit boards and maybe some other stuff. So, first, about my week. It started last Sunday. Saturday was a mellow, relaxing day at home. And it's always good to have a relaxing day after all the excitement of Friday night radio. And then on Sunday, of course, we have NFL football going on right now. This is currently week 14. Last week was week 13. And I was invited over to my brother's house where he has a pool and a little area that's enclosed on five sides and has one side open to the pool with a big screen TV in there, and we can watch the football on the satellite TV, and he calls it the man cave. And those of us who are there, we are the cavemen of the man cave. That's right. And we do sports prediction. I'll tell you about the sports prediction later, perhaps. And then this week, for the whole week, I just hung out at the same place, at my brother's place, swam in the pool, got some exercise, ate pretty good, got to play with his kids a little bit, and talked to his wife when she got home from school. She's a teacher. And then today, had a nice day as well, doing the same sort of thing. I started doing more vigorous exercise, swimming some laps and so forth. And I'm just happy as a clam. Couldn't be better. So let me pick out some music to play for you next. I've got 90 minutes worth of music, and it's a 60-minute show, and I'm going to talk. So we'll probably only get to half of this stuff. Why don't we play something a little bit upbeat? Something a little interesting. Here's a short little song that I created about 2 years ago when I first got into electronic music. This was one of the very first Boolean Sequencer songs. You'll hear me say that phrase over and over again, Boolean Sequencer, because it's one of my favorite ways to make music. Something I came up with one day. And here is a 33-second example of it. And by the way, thank you, Paul, for that wonderful show. I caught about a third of it, maybe half of it, and it was very enjoyable to listen to. One of the reasons that I couldn't hear the whole show was I couldn't put my headphones on because I had to listen for Santa Claus. Not really Santa Claus. This Santa Claus dresses in brown and carries an electronic clipboard, otherwise known as the UPS man. And guess what Santa Claus, the UPS man, brought me today? He brought me 10 Karpla strong circuit boards. I have been designing these things for months. Not just me, but other people on the forum have taken an interest in the project. You can hear the bubble wrap. Hear that? Fresh new bubble wrap. Ah, doesn't smell like anything. It's plastic. But a little stack of these circuit boards. They're a little bit bigger than an index card. And they will perform guitar and percussion sounds for the people who have purchased them. I have sold or bartered or decided to keep 9 of them. There is one remaining for sale. And that'll close out the first run of boards. And these boards are designed to stand alone with a computer interface to be controlled by Chuck or to be used in a modular synthesizer system. I sold them for $21 plus shipping each. Made a small profit. It's really much more time and effort than it's worth, but it's nice to have your hobby funded by your friends, and your friends appreciate all the work that you put into it. And we have a show, by the way. I do another show called Inventors Inventions, in which the first two shows I featured the prototype of the CarPlus Strong circuit board. And now I have the real thing here that I can build and test. But I won't go on and on about it because this isn't Inventors Inventions. This is the Les Hall Show. Let's play something a little upbeat. This is a Breakter's music. He's a member of our forum. It's called I Scared the Drums. 4 minute song. Let's give it a listen. And we are back. Thank you, Abe Brachter, for that interesting song. Antimon, also known as Stefan, that's his real name, is in the chat room, and he says he thinks that's nice. Blue Hell, whose real name is Jan, says that he agrees. Certainly a good song. Enjoyable. I think the drums scared me a little bit. Not me scaring the drums. The drums scared me. By the way, you are listening to us on a temporary server that Howard and Jan have set up for us because the main server that usually handles our music encountered a little bit of a digging problem. It seems that somebody with a backhoe decided to chop through the cable that connects the server to the internet. Whoa. Immediate stop of music tunes. So, wondering what to do, they thought about it and they got together and they worked real hard on it in a frenzy to try to make the schedule for the Friday evening shows, and here we are coming to you live. So, why don't we pick another song? Here's a song by a Chuckist called Mr. Cold. He's a frequent visitor to the chat room. Mr. Cold is a high school band teacher, and he tells me that his band has been playing at the basketball games, and they're going to do their first field exercises sometime in the near future. And I taught him some Chuck, and he taught me some Chuck, and we got to be friends on the internet. So that's really cool. And here's one of his songs. It's called Game Over. It reminds me of that line from Alien when the guy was freaking out because the aliens were going to get him. And he says, once they get you, it's game over, man. Game over, man. Well, that's not what this song is about, but let's give it a listen. We'll be right back. game over, game over. If you heard a little click there, a little tiny little piece of dead air during that song, the reason is I accidentally hit the disconnect button. Yes, this is live radio. All sorts of crazy things can happen. Which disconnected me, but didn't disconnect you, and I hooked right back in again. My mouse was still on the disconnect button from when it used to be a connect button. And I said, you know what? I want to move that mouse just in case I accidentally hit the disconnect button. And guess what? I did. Oh, no. Reminds me of that great song, Oh, No, by who is it by? Oh, I should know that. I should know who does that song. It's a great song. Okay. By the way, I have some other really good news that I'm very, very happy about. I have a lady friend of mine named Jackie. We've been on two dates and we talk and chat a little bit, mostly just talk, or I'll send her a voicemail once in a while. And when she called last time, I asked her out on a date. Oh, it was Neo Rev. Neo Rev does the Oh No song. I asked her out on a date and she said yes. So next Saturday, a week from tomorrow, we're going to go to the farmer's market and get lots of veggies, some green peppers and some onions and stuff like that, hot peppers for making chili. Some kidney beans, and then we're going to go right next door to the organic meat store and get some beef of some sort, don't know what kind, to put in the chili, and we're going to come back here, make some chili, enjoy it, and then after that, it's grown-up playtime. Oh yeah, grown-up playtime, one of my favorite things in life. So if you happen to be listening, Jackie, this song is for you.
Your love.
Ah, yes, what a lovely romantic song. Created by Uncle Crunkus, that's his nickname on the electromusic.com forum. And Uncle Crunkus, I believe, is a moderator, yes. And his real name is Andy Sharp. He lives in Australia. And he recently got a new job. And he's doing something like a manager in an electronics store. So it's like a dream job for him because he can get discounts on electronic parts and stuff. And Andy has been a key player in developing some of the do-it-yourself projects on electromusic.com. I'm not quite sure what those projects are. I believe he played a role in the clay sequencer and also the ribbon controller, the appendage they call it. Very fascinating musical instrument that you can connect up to all sorts of equipment. And in the chat room, we have a light crowd tonight because we had a banner advertisement saying that we might not have radio shows this Friday. We have only 12 listeners now, so consider yourself among the faithful, the chosen few. In the chat room, we have Blue Hell, Edison Rex, who just did a show. Blue Hell is courteously doing our switching and our level checking for us tonight. We have Airlock, and by the way, I'd like to mention, I haven't mentioned it on the radio yet, Airlock sent me a huge suitcase full of electronic parts. I don't know how I'm going to use these parts. They're unusual parts. But some of them are capacitors that I can use of different values, and the case I can certainly use. And I found someone in Orlando who can use the patch panel. It's actually a telecom patch panel, but it could be used for audio. So I'm holding on to it for that person. And some switches and some neato rotary dials like you find on an oscilloscope with a inner and outer counter and stuff. So let's hear it for Airlock participating in the do-it-yourself spirit of things. And I'm going to send him a Car Plus Strong circuit board. I bartered with him, and thanks for sending me that stuff. So, people helping people here at electromusic.com, what could be better? What could be better? But I know you don't want to hear me talk too much, so let's play some other music. Oh, I cannot let this show go by without playing some music by Seraf. Seraf is an editor on electromusic.com. He is quite the artiste and musician, a man of refined taste. And he recently purchased a special piece of equipment called the Chameleon, which has about 150,000 buttons arranged in a hexagonal array, and he does something called microtonal music with it. Don't ask me what that is. I can barely name the notes on the note circle, but he makes some wonderful music, and here's one of those songs. This song is called Chameleons in the Sun. How appropriate. He must have done it with his chameleon. Here we go. And we're back. I forgot to mention to you about Seraph, that his real name is Carlo. He lives in Italy. He has a mustache, looks like an Italian. And he moderates the Schmooze Forum, which is possibly, perhaps, almost certainly my favorite forum on electromusic.com, because that's where we talk about everything that has little or nothing to do with music, and people get silly and have fun and really have a good time. And in the chat room, Music Man has informed me that, and also Howard and Jan have told me that microtonal means having a different number of notes than the standard 12 notes per octave. Very interesting stuff. And Howard says, thanks for playing that, Antimon. Really thought that was gorgeous. And Shane is doing his sound check. By the way, where are my manners? I started reading off the list of who is in the chat room, and I got lost on the talk about Airlock. We also have Antimon, whose real name is Stefan. And Stefan got into the DIY spirit. He is the one and only customer who ever purchased a Own Your Tone guitar kit from me. I put that guitar kit together with Dr. Justice, also known as Ari. And it's a different way of getting the sound out of a guitar that actually sounds a lot better, because it has more harmonic content, and it has some interesting, strange dynamics to it that some people like, other people say, I don't know if I like that or not, but everybody seems to enjoy the rich, full sound that it makes. So, interesting sort of thing. Also, in the chat room is a person who's new to me, but appears to be familiar with Howard, at least, Davidimus Prime. The ever-present Dougbert, who almost never talks, is here. Inventor, that's myself. You know a little too much about me now. And Modulator ESP, Jez, who does a show on Wednesdays, on alternating weeks with Rob, is here. Mono is here. Mono is very often here. Mosk, also known as Howard, who was the founder of electromusic.com. He's not our leader, he just got us started. And he keeps things running, keeps the ball rolling. Music Man, also known as Dr. Steve. Dr. Steve won the game show once, and he attended the Electromusic 2009 festival, and we got to spend some time together. My buddy Shanester is here, also known as Shane Morris. Shane has the show coming up after this show, which ends in 21 minutes. Oh my gosh, where does the time go? Where does the time go? And Shane does space music on Spaceport 09. He's done his audio check, or he's doing his audio check right now. And, Howard has mentioned that Carlo moderates the links section. So that's good to know. Music Man waves to everyone. Blue Hell is helping Shane do his sound check. Also in the chat room is Slurms, the latest nickname of our bot. Our robot in the chat room tells us information about the radio or the weather or the dictionary. And does other things, like keeps the chat room safe from sinister people who want to cause trouble and stuff like that. These jokers come in and flood the room with text and the bot kicks them out. Doesn't happen very often. And Bill Manganiello State Machine is here. Bill does a show this Tuesday on the first and third Tuesday of every month. He does the Soldering Musician Show, and I requested to position the Inventor's Invention Show on the same day on the hour preceding Bill's show, so that we could have all of our do-it-yourself stuff on the same night. And The funny thing is, we fun thing to do, we like to work on our DIY projects and do a little soldering during the soldering musician show. And Stroby is here. Oh, and the State Machine, by the way, was also at Electric Music 2009. Got to meet him and his wife, Robin. And he put on a tremendously good show. Right before I had to perform my winning laptop battle performance with Howard, and it gave me confidence. I was all nervous until I saw him performing, and I just said, ah, if he can do it, I can do it. And of course, Stroby, the prolific and talented musician. Since Stroby is here, why don't we play a song from Stroby? Some high energy stuff that I happened to pick out this week. This one is called Mystery Roses of Affinity. 2.5 minutes. Here it is. Stroby at it again. Stroby's very prolific. He's always good for a few songs. I've got a lot more of his collection to feature on future shows. And it's nice to talk to Stroby once in a while. Mosk says Stroby's a big fan of mod editors. Coolness. Oh, I forgot to tell you about the football prediction. I worked on writing some football prediction software for years and years. Started in about 2001, and I quit doing it about 3 years ago because I won some pretend bets. I tripled my money on women's basketball and men's college basketball in pretend bets. Yeah, pretend, right. And then I went on to be victorious in a NFL prediction contest against the spread with about 20 seasoned gamblers on the rec.gambling.sports.gambling. I forget what it was. Rec.gambling.sports, that's what it was. They used to have a competition every year, and they let me compete with my computer algorithm. And they were very nice and pleasant and courteous people, just enjoyed the fun of predicting sports. Well, so here I am in my first day on week 13 watching the Dolphin game, which the Dolphins won, by the way, 22-21. A powerful comeback from their very weak standing 2 years ago. They're ranked 15 right now on the Sagarin rankings. And to make a long story short, I eventually came up with this thing called the consensus system. What you do is you take multiple handicapping sources, and if these handicapping sources are all better than 50%, when you combine them together, in other words, allow them to vote on who the winner will be or who will win against the spread or what have you, then they actually have a net sum success rate that is higher than the average of their handicapping ability percentages. So in other words, when people vote, it makes a smarter decision. And I proved this mathematically using a computer program. So what I did to compete against guys who really know their football, and I really don't, is I found some sources on the web and performed a consensus system and made my picks. And the picks were so good that my brother only disagreed with three of them. So that's good news. And the winner does not have to buy pizza for next week. That's what we're competing for. Okay, why don't we play a little music? A little more music. We haven't heard from Scott G yet. I want to get in as many of these artists as I can. Oh, that song is only 26 seconds long. We don't want to hear that. Let's hear this one. Scott G, polygateman.mp3. That song, that name kind of indicates to me that this is some of his FPGA music. Field Programmable Gate Array. A really powerful programmable chip that he uses to make music. Here's a 3-minute song. Thank you. Alrighty. And Bill State Machine is educating people in the chat room about field programmable gate arrays. They are programmed with one of two programming languages, VHDL or Verilog. The HDL and VHDL is for hardware description language. And it's a text language that you write programs in, and then this gets compiled and translated into actual interconnection of logic gates and flip-flops and memory cells and things of that nature. And I spent, I think it was 2 years working for a telecommunications company that got sold off into pieces, doesn't exist anymore, coding in Verilog. I couldn't do it today. I forgot that programming language. I forgot almost all the program. I've learned about 20 programming languages in my life, and today I only use Chuck. Don't know why I learned all the other ones. Use it or lose it, I guess. And they're talking about the boards that these FPGAs come on. They have development boards that you can download your code into. They cost somewhere from $40 to $150 each. And so on and so forth. So, let's play a little more music. Here is a song that I created some time ago with an automatic song generator. It's called No Jazzy. Whoops, just a brief little moment of dead air. Oops, my volume's too loud. I had to adjust it up for that song. Okay. So, what was I going to talk about? Oh, yes. I haven't mentioned the most important thing of all, which is Sunshine. My weekly co-host, who has not been here for 2 or 3 weeks, will be here next week, she promises. She has a new boyfriend named Frank. Well, they've been going out for a while now, spending a lot of their time together. And she has lots of commitments with the Red Cross, and she's gotten involved with the Super Bowl, which will be held here in Landshark Stadium in beautiful South Florida. And funny story, I was hanging around by the poolside this afternoon about 2 o'clock when I get a call from Sunshine. And she says, yada, 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 we talk a little bit, talk about the radio show, talk about what's going on. And then she says, oh, my car speedometer says check gauges. I said, uh-oh. She's driving while she's talking on the phone, for one thing. That's bad. And then I said, well, look at your gauges. You see anything unusual? She said, yeah, the temperature's up. The temperature looks different. I said, okay, what does it say? She said, 300. Her car was overheating and about to blow the head gasket right there on the road. So I told her, pull over. Right now, pull over and stop the engine as soon as you possibly can. And we arranged for her to get a ride and get AAA, and she towed her car to my brother's house, and we happen to know this guy, this Haitian guy, who's a terrific mechanic, and he charges us very reasonable rates. He's going to put 2 fuel pumps in my Mercedes, my 20-year-old Benz. Why it has 2 fuel pumps, I don't know. Ask the people at Mercedes. But so Sunshine will be with us next week. We're going to fix her car up, and she'll be on her way. And by the way, the reason Sunshine can't be with us tonight is that she has organized a party with over 100 people for the Red Cross. So cool on that. She's quite the socialite, as you can tell from listening to her on the show. Let's close things out with a little song that I like, again by Andy Sharp. This is another Andy Sharp song. It's called Dark Army. And if you listen to it, you can just hear the orcs gathering together for a chant. Well, there won't be time to listen to the whole song. Goodbye, everybody. See you next week. So long.
Thank you.